Track 17.
Okay, so this is just a schematic showing that. So the colour of our eyes is very individual. There's no two eyes the same. Even in, you know, identical twins, there may be some differences, even though they're very genetically similar. There may be some differences in how the irises look. And so this colour is very much dependent upon the pigmentation or the melanin that is contained on the anterior surface, so the front surface of the iris, as you can see, as you're looking at it there. It's also thought that the colour of the eye is also it's sort of affected by the reflection and the absorption of certain wavelengths, long and short wavelengths. So it's thought that in blue eyes, for example, there may be some changes in absorption and reflection of certain wavelengths of light. That's not such an issue in brown eyes, in dark eyes, but maybe in blue it is, and possibly in some pale green eyes. But essentially, if you look at the anterior surface, we have, I'll just run through these and we'll go through them in a little bit more detail. This is a constrictor pupil. We have this item called the pupillary ruff, which is essentially is like a pigmented ring which is on the inside of the iris and forms the margin of the pupil. And this essentially is the pigmented epithelium which is showing through from the back of the iris. We have some of these sort of radial furrows called contraction furrows, and I'll talk about these in a second. We have a tissue here called the collarette, which basically does what it says on the packet. It looks like a collar, and that's actually the thickest part of the iris. And then we have these structures called crypts of Fuchs, and again, I'll talk about these in a second.